Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Have we never thought of calling Kai Loren?
Twitter was all over that when the movie came
really?
Out. Frankly, I think you missed your moment.
I did miss my moment, except that when you're being hecka emo, I'm still going to do it.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Brisdahl.
And I am Molly Wood.
And we are back.
We're
new episodes of our podcast. It is called Make Me Smart.
We missed you. We missed talking about stuff. We missed hanging out on the internet, doing our podcast thing. Actually, let's be honest. I think we mostly just missed the outlet
just to talk about stuff because, oh my goodness gracious, is there a lot of stuff to talk about.
And we have been doing our darndest to sort of organize as I think we're finding it's our sweet spot is to try to organize the events of the world into some sort of narrative that we can hopefully understand.
That's very good.
And
you know what's funny? I hadn't really thought about that, but that's exactly what we do.
That's what we do.
And it's us playing to type.
The thinker.
Oh, my God. And the doer. That's true.
The thinker and the doer.
That's actually true.
Dude, we should make some posters.
That's something that we should do, the thinker and the doer.
This is a thing.
We should lean into that.
Well, now that we've worked that out, we're talking a lot about compromise, about exclusion and inclusion, about inequality. And I think we're going to have guests whose names you're going to recognize but are going to surprise you because that is also what we like to do best.
Here's the reality. Molly and I know a lot about a lot, but we don't know everything about everything. And the beautiful part of this podcast is that, well, I will speak only for myself. I get to be a tad vulnerable and say that I don't know what I don't know, right? As opposed to being the guy who's supposed to know everything about business and economics, right? Well, and that's just different.
And also, it is both refreshing and necessary because I think we're in such a pedantic time on the internet where we're at a point where I alone can solve problems, where everybody on the internet is righter than you.
Right.
And in fact, none of us is as smart as all of us. And I think one of our goals for this upcoming season is to bring you guys in, the things that you know. We've fallen into a little pattern where you ask us a lot of questions, but the fact is we have just as many questions back.
Well, that's actually true, right? And we should flip that pattern on its head, right? We should actually do the asking of the audience. Maybe we ought to do it the other way around and have an ask-a-thon.
Yeah. As we have said, we are just the conduit for other people's knowledge. So I know that there's some nuclear physicists out there and some behavioral economists and people who just know a lot more than we do. And so this is your time to be featured on the show.
Are we going to talk about nuclear physics?
Why not?
Okay.
I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Scares me.
Actually. No, I don't know. My father-in-law was a nuclear physicist. We had all kinds of conversations about spin and anti-spin, all kinds. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I will show you one day when we're out in the field doing something, I will show you an experiment he taught me that I did with my kids when they were little. It was super cool. I'm going to need...
Do you need supplies?
I'm going to need a playground ball. And then a smaller playground ball.
We can make that happen, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
But probably not today.
Postmates.
Does Postmates do playground balls? I thought they only did food.
Dude, I had Postmates bring me a plunger the other night.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. It was peak single mom. And it was like the moment when Postmates became my boyfriend. I actually think, and usually the Postmates are not that engaged. This guy, I think, was like prepared to come into my house.
I was just going to say, did he come and plunge it for
you? He was really worried about me. He kind of wanted to. And I was like, I got this. Told me a whole bunch of stuff about baking soda.
La, 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 la. Okay, I'm done.
I don't know.
All right. Check us out, makemesmart.org or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. That's going to be some promo material right there, boy.
Woo. You're welcome.
How much more do you need?
Nice scarf, though.
It's cold. Also, you can't give me shit about wearing a scarf when you're wearing a scarf. It's like a rule.
I was being sincere.
Oh, all right.
I like it.
All right.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.